The health industry in upstate New York is undergoing some rapid transformations, and all this week, we're featuring reports on innovation in the region's healthcare sector from the Innovation Trail. In this installment, Matt Richmond reports on research aimed at changing the way workplaces affect our health.
At Cornell University's Ergonomics Center, Professor Alan Hedge demonstrates new designs for a computer mouse.
This here is also a new kind of mouse technology. Yeah.
One looks like an old-fashioned desktop pen holder. There's one that looks like the throttle on an airplane. And another is long and flat.
So you feel that.
It feels like it's turned over.
Yes, exactly.
Is the old mouse not exactly ideal?
Not exactly.
Hedge's lab aims to improve details of the workplace, things like the mouse or chairs or the lighting, so employees are healthier. About 39% of the American workforce, or around 55 million people, spend their days in offices, and that number is likely to keep going up. Hedge says that there's a huge toll on health because of things like poorly designed chairs or a stressful environment.
So back injuries, neck, shoulder, hand, wrist injuries. Together, these musculoskeletal injuries cost an enormous amount of money.
Hedge says the bill comes to about $65 billion a year. And then there's the cost to companies from decreased productivity. In a study originally published in 2006, Hedge found that when the thermostat is turned up from 70 degrees to the mid-70s, workers spend far more time at their desks and make far fewer mistakes.
It's hard to know whether there are long-term consequences of being overcooled in your building. There may be, but nobody's really done that research.
The next part of it, of course, is to build this laser device. So that's what we're going to be doing in here.
In Binghamton University's bioengineering labs, Professor Ken McLeod is building a personal heating device that uses a low-frequency laser to warm people up. McLeod says he has proof that a warmer office will make people healthier. In particular, he links cold indoor temperatures to obesity. According to McLeod, the traditional approach to fighting obesity by controlling calorie intake isn't the best way to do it. He says the main benefit of exercising 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, is that it increases a person's core body temperature. And when your body temperature goes up, you produce more growth hormones.
But you can see below 37 degrees, we make no growth hormone. You push up even half a degree, and you can see this curve coming up fast. And by 38 degrees, you're pushing out a maximum amount of growth hormone. It's gone up more than 100-fold.
Growth hormones increase a person's metabolism, and that keeps their weight in check. McLeod wonders, why should we settle for exercising 30 minutes a day to get our body temperature up when we spend 40 hours a week in the office, letting our bodies do what they have to keep warm?
If we're not exercising enough to maintain our core temperature, we're going to do something else. And what that something else is insulating ourselves from the cold. We lay down white body fat under our skin.
McLeod's personal heater works by directing warmth right at a person instead of heating up the air around them. McLeod estimates that his heater, which works like a typical floor lamp, would only need about 15 watts of power compared to more than 1,000 watts for a space heater.
Once we have a floor lamp, then we can do a desk lamp. Once we have a desk lamp, we can do a ceiling lamp. Once we have a ceiling lamp, we can put controls on it to make it move around and track people.
McLeod thinks it will take 2 years before his heater is on the market. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richmond for the Innovation Trail.